AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. You do not have a right to absolute privacy. That's what FBI Director James Comey will argue an hour from now before Congress. Your right to privacy has to be weighed against public safety interests, he'll say. Comey and other law enforcement officials say it's getting tougher and tougher to catch the bad guys because of encryption technology in phones and computers. He'll testify before Congress that it's getting harder to monitor messages shared by criminal suspects, like Islamic State group followers here in the U.S. But tech companies are pushing back. Last month, Apple CEO Tim Cook said weakening encryption would have a chilling effect on First Amendment rights. We could hear tomorrow that the Army is about to cut 40,000 troops and personnel, not all of the military. AP correspondent Sandy Kozel.
An additional 17,000 Army civilian employees would be laid off under the plan officials intend to announce this week. The Army would have 450,000 soldiers under this plan by September 30, 2017, the end of the 2017 budget year. The document obtained by the paper says the reduction is due to budget constraints.
Time's almost up in struggling Greece. We're just ahead of a deadline. They've come up with a promise to European creditors to put into place tax and pension measures. U.S. stocks are poised to open lower. Meanwhile, the Chinese have been trying to stabilize their once hot, now fizzling market. Despite their efforts, the Shanghai Composite ended nearly 6% lower today. Shanghai's benchmark is down more than 30% since peaking June 12th. Correspondent Joe McDonald in Beijing.
The Chinese Communist Party essentially talked up the stock market over the last year. But then when people began to have doubts that the party was behind supporting higher stock prices, the prices started to fall. And now, no matter what the party does to try to reassure investor sentiment, prices keep falling.
This is AP Radio News. Donald Trump says it was his idea to withdraw a PGA of America event from his Los Angeles golf course. Here's our Warren Levinson.
In a statement, Trump says he didn't want the PGA to suffer from the negative reaction to his complaints about Mexican immigrants. Both Trump and the PGA said they mutually agreed to play the Grand Slam of golf somewhere else in October. ESPN has moved an LA event from the Trump course to nearby Pelican Hill. The PGA and USGA both have other events scheduled at Trump courses. They haven't said anything about moving them. In fact, they haven't said anything other than to disassociate themselves from a Trump statement that he's getting support from the golf industry because, in his words, they know I'm right. Warren Levinson, New York.
A law enforcement official is telling us the weapon used in the shooting death of a woman on a San Francisco pier belonged to a federal agent. This case has become a flashpoint in the country's debate over immigration because the suspect has been deported to Mexico five times. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.